5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. Quick update. This past Wednesday, after releasing our latest podcast with Dr. Samuel Todd, a researcher on the subject of sports job seekers, i.e. all of you, we had our best day ever for podcast downloads. This podcast is growing, and it is because of you, so thank you. I can't tell you enough how humbled I am to have you all listening and engaging with our content. For those of you who like what we are doing and are new to this podcast, a couple more ways you can engage with our large, growing community. We have a private Facebook group. There are about 500 members in the group, and they are sports passionate people around the country of all ages and experiences. College students looking for the answers to their questions, career changers looking to start fresh in sports, and many of our talented expert guests, like Chris Valente, the director of sales for the Boston Red Sox. I mean, he's in the group. And so is Andrew Howard, communication manager for the NFL, and Gina Miller, VP of Content and Communication, Media and Communication for FC Dallas. A lot of our expert guests, Mike Judge, inside sales manager for the Cleveland Browns. They're all just popping in my head as I say this. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we have a lot of our great experts are in the group and helping people. So it's cool. If you haven't joined yet, you should. Just search for the Work in Sports Podcast on Facebook, answer 3 easy questions, and you are in. Another way you can be involved is through our site, workinsports.com. Since 1999, we've been the number one job board for the sports industry. Sports employers tell us constantly how much they like, value, and respect our members because they are serious, talented, ambitious people willing to do what it takes to work in the sports industry. If you are here listening to this podcast, you are more than just a sports fan. Remember that. You are a sports ambitious, and that is what makes our employers so happy, and they love our members because our members are legit. They aren't just people who say, I love sports. I have no skills, but I love sports. I'm going to apply for a job. We have talented people that are our members, and our employers like you. So looking right now, just a quick little scan to give you a little taste. There are over 7,500 available jobs, sports jobs on our site. I see one for a performance marketing manager for a major sports lifestyle brand. Here's a marketing coordinator with a major pro sports league. And another, this is cool, associate director of social media for the athletic department of a major West Coast university. And that was just some of the first three listings I looked at on our homepage. If you like me personally, thanks. It's nice of you. I respond to everybody in the Facebook group. I accept LinkedIn invitations, and especially from people who aren't creepy. And I'm pretty darn responsive to questions, which gets us to today's question for this podcast. This one is from Bobby in Springfield, Massachusetts, home of the Basketball Hall of Fame. Hi, Brian. Big fan of the podcast. Thanks so much for all you do. I just finished my sophomore year at college. I'm a sports management major, and I have an internship with a local minor league baseball team this summer. I am very excited. This is my first big internship, and I want to make sure I nail it. Do you have any advice for the way I should approach my summer sports internship? Bobby, this is awesome. It's a great question, and it applies to so many people in our audience. Before I jump into it, for all of you newbies to the podcast, you can send in a question to me at podcast@workinsports.com. And if you have your question answered on the show, like Bobby, I'll give you a free month of full access to our site, workinsports.com. So, Bobby, you are getting the hookup. Now on to your question. The way I view it for internships, there are 3 major things you should get out of every experience, and I'm going to break them down in great detail. Now, summer internships are special. You can usually dedicate more time to them, you are less distracted, and you really can give your entire focus. So I'm glad we're talking about how to take them really seriously. Now think about it. If you do an internship during fall semester, you're going to have finals, you're going to have other courses, you're going to have other things going on in your life. Over the summer, you can be a lot more focused and probably dedicate more time. So the first tip I want to give you is that this is your time to be proactive. Here's the honest truth about internships. Many organizations view them as a way to get cheap labor to do the jobs no one else really wants to do. And that's just being honest. They call it an internship, which sounds really beneficial to you. It makes your professors happy, gives you college credit. You can put it on your resume. But in reality, you're a huge benefit to them because you're doing things that they probably have a hard time filling. Now, not all internships are created the same. I did some internships that were awesome and others where I didn't do squat. But here's the straight truth. You have an opportunity. If you are working at the mall this summer, there is literally a 0% chance you are going to learn anything of value in regards to your sports career. Sure, you may meet some cute girls, you'll see a bunch of movies, you'll get some discounts on clothes or wherever it is that you work, but you are doing nothing to push your career forward, and you are going to regret that in the near future. If you spend every summer working at your dad's insurance agency, no matter how much money you make, if the money's great, awesome, and maybe you can buy a round of drinks for your friends because you have more cash. Even if you're able to do those things, even if you're able to feel cool that summer or bring that money with you to your fall semester and be able to be that guy with the wad of cash, when you graduate college, you will look back and think, oh, crap, I should have gotten more experience because now I can't get a job. Now, circling back to my original point, many of the internships you get may... you might start them up and you might think, what the heck is this crap? I'm getting coffee, I'm pulling the tarp, I'm emptying trash at the stadium. How will this help me in my career? Well, you're right, but you're thinking too shallow. You have to think proactively. I want to go back to Andrew Howard, communication manager for the NFL. He said something in our podcast interview that has really stuck with me, and I agree with 100%. He said, you have to put yourself in the position to have opportunities. By getting an internship with a sports organization, you are in position to have opportunities. You are around the right people. You are in the environment. Now you need to make something of it. So here's your plan. Do your assignments to the absolute best of your ability, no matter what they are. Smile a lot. Make eye contact a lot. Shake hands and introduce yourself a lot to people on staff. Look someone in the eye and say, hi, I'm Brian Clapp. I just finished my sophomore year of college in sports management, and I'm interning this summer. You know what they'll probably say? Something like, oh, that's great, welcome. And then you respond back, hey, you know, at some point, can I pick your brain, learn a little bit more about what you do in the organization? Boom. Now that's being proactive. Now you're getting something out of it. So even if your assignment all day was to go empty the trash cans or to go hand out a brochure as fans walk into the stadium or whatever it was that seemed meaningless to you, if you took the opportunity to make eye contact and make a positive connection with somebody, then it's working. When you know who you want to be, like, I know I want to work in marketing, or I know I want to work in sales, or I want to work in scouting, you can then target specific people and get to know them. You can figure out who's who at the organization you're working for and figure out how a plan to get to know them while you're on the site, while you're on the at the organization, while you're in the place, while you're in the business, wherever it is. So to recap point number one, do not just go through the motions. If you just do the job you're assigned to do and then go home, you will be missing out. You need to be proactive. Do the job great, but focus extra time on being visible, getting to know people, and volunteering to do more. This organization has given you a chance to put your foot inside their door. Now you need to make something of it. The pressure's on you to leverage that opportunity. See, they're not going to set it all up for you. The organization's not going to do all the work for you. They're going to hope that they get a task done for the summer. It's up to you to turn it into something bigger than that. Whether that's knowledge, networking, connections, or experience, or all of those, like everything, you need to turn it into something. You need to be proactive. The pressure's on you. Number two, this is your time to meet people. I can't emphasize this enough. In many internships, it won't be about the skills you learn. It'll be about the people you meet. I personally hate the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know, because I see this as a made-to-order excuse. I don't know anyone, so that person over there who does know people will get a job and I won't. To me, that's BS. If you have the skills, you work your butt off, you gain experience, and you can sell yourself, you'll get chances. And the other person who just knows some people but has no skill set, doesn't work hard, and expects everything to come to them easy, they won't get chances. That's straight truth. Everybody says that sentence, it's not who you know, what you know, it's who you know, but it drives me up a wall because long gone are the days where people get jobs just because they know somebody. Yes, it helps to network and it helps to know people, but you also have to follow that and layer that in with skills and ability and work ethic and the right expectations. So if you don't balance both, that line is crap, right? During your summer internship, You will focus on both things. Learn as many skills as you can and meet as many people as you can. And that's when you become the perfect weapon. As I outlined above, make eye contact, shake hands, smile, be kind, be excited. Passion sells in every workplace. When I was a news director, it's story time. Get ready for it. Here comes story time with Brian Clapp. Okay, so when I was a news director at Fox Sports Northwest, we had interns who would look away as I came into the room, or would be talking about their plans for some party that night, or would be flirting, anything but their job, their task, anything but networking. And I'd walk away thinking, what a waste. They just had a chance to make a great impression on me, the person who would be hiring them if they applied for a job, and they crapped the bed. I get having nerves, I get trying to be cool, and I get trying to flirt with girls. I've done all those things, a lot. But when you are in a position to get something you can't get anywhere else, you focus. You can flirt and make plans and goof off anywhere. There is nowhere else where you'll be able to make lasting sports industry connections than at your summer internship. That is your greatest opportunity right now, so gain some focus. Get to know people. If your task is a crappy one, if the job you have to do that day isn't that much fun, well, do it to the very best of your ability. Become known for getting the job done with a good attitude, and then be sure to connect with the people one, two, and three steps ahead of you. And I'll say this too, do not forget the middle people. Sometimes assertive, proactive interns only focus on the high level, the networking with the executive level employees. Don't skip the entry level and middle level people who are in the building and on salary and full time. They're the ones with a direct line to the executives, and they are the ones often delegated choices by the executives. So get to know people at all levels, because honestly, the entry level employee today or the middle manager today could be the executive in charge when you graduate, or could move on to another organization and be looking to hire people they trust and you made a right impression on them. So that's how you start to build opportunities. Point number three. Okay. This is your time to learn new skills, but also to observe. I think I've made it pretty clear you'll get tasks you don't love as part of an internship. That's just the truth. But here's where you win. As Scott Rego, head equipment manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, just shared on our podcast a few weeks back, you can learn a whole lot by observing the way people do their job. And that is the truth. Watch, observe, be a sponge. And when you get a chance, ask the person a smart question. Hey, I noticed last night, 20 minutes before the show, you were going through scripts and making notes on them. Can you tell me a little bit more about your preparation process? Hey, I've been watching the way you interact with clients as you bring them through the office. Do you have any tips for how you build trust in a business relationship? Hey, I noticed when you talk to the media, you know everyone by their first name. Does that really help? I mean, those are just three questions that came up off the top of my head. Like, if you are in the environment and you're observing how the important people do their job on a day in and day out basis, you introduce yourself to them, you make eye contact, you smile, you get to know them just a little bit, just a smidgen. Then you observe and you go back to them and ask a question. They know who you are. You've already introduced yourself. You already smiled. You're already being known because you've done a great job on your job so far. Now you go in and ask them a really smart question. Hey, I noticed when you talk to the media, you know everyone by their first name. Does that really make a difference? They are going to want to share with you. Now they're having a real conversation. It's not just a dialogue. It's not you're really having an engagement. Observe, pick up on things, and when the time is right, ask questions. I had an intern come into my office once and say, "I saw you last night in the newsroom debating the importance of a story we were going to cover. Can you tell me more, a little bit more about how you decide the value of a story?" I loved it. They wanted to know my craft, and I was eager to share. As an employer, the hardest thing to do is hire people. Building your staff is tough because you're so afraid of making a mistake that'll last a few months and won't fill the role that you needed in the way that you needed it filled. But there's also no greater victory than making a great hire. I look back now and see people that I hired that are still working and impacting the business 20 years after I've left. And I think, I really made an impact there by hiring and choosing this person. That's a great victory for me. Anyone in management wants to hire great people and build a great staff, and it's hard. But if someone presents themselves as a winner during the internship phase, if they take all these pieces of advice and sell themselves in this way, it makes the eventual hiring process exciting because you know you have someone in mind. Be that person by following the tips I just outlined. Bobby, great question. I'm going to take a breath now. I got a little fired up there. I think I was almost hyperventilated. Next week on the podcast, international marketing superstar for Nike, Carl Keating. See you guys next week and have an awesome weekend. Last note, if you join our private Facebook group, I always give you an early heads up of who our guests are going to be, and I let you guys help me frame the questions. So if you join our private Facebook group, I will tell you in advance, hey, I'm going to be interviewing Carl Keating next week, who's a marketing guy with Nike. What questions would you like me to ask? And there's a really good chance you are going to get mentioned when I handle some of those questions. So just another fun way of getting involved and getting engaged in this whole community. So until next week, have an awesome week. Again, everybody, and I will see you later.